It was a very sad day yesterday for Rob Palmer, who I work with.
Why?
He was like, ooh, because
what happened yesterday?
This lady announced on TV.
Today, I am announcing that next season, season 19, is going to be my last season. The truth is, I always trust my instincts. My instinct told me it's time. As a comedian, I have always understood the importance of timing. And
the man who...
Stop crying.
The man who predicted the downfall, he had his crystal balls out on, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, 2 years ago, was Hollywood reporter Richard Reed. He joins us this morning.
King of the jungle.
Yes, Richard.
Hey, Richard.
Hey, there ain't no tears over here. No tears here. Oh, my God. Talk about the weather. God, you're just raining. You're raining men over there. That's what you're raining.
Well, you know.
It wasn't the other night, Richard. It was absolutely, as I said, when Gavin said it, oh, fine and sunny for the next couple of days. It was pouring down rain in Gosford. But, mate, it was a couple of years ago, and you did predict the of what happened on Ellen DeGeneres and behind the scenes, didn't you?
Well, you know, I don't know if it was a prediction. All I could know was I had worked with a number of people who worked on the Ellen show and friends of friends, and everyone said, what a mean, mean, cold, calculating woman she really was behind the scenes. Right. And also, people had also said, oh, yeah, she treats her celebrity guests, oh, so fabulous. But the real people, the people she claimed to have helped, she couldn't care less about them. In fact, if they were running long on time, they'd be like, yeah, I don't care if they came from Oklahoma or wherever. We're cutting that segment. And then she'd send them home with a box of goodies and a little bit of cash.
Wow. Do you reckon, so after 19 seasons, she's just run out of employees?
You know what? I think you're close. I think she's running out of advertisers. And you know that's where the money comes. That's what pays her salary. You know, from year to year, Ellen has done a steady, slow little dripping drop over the last 5 years, because she has a lot of competition over in America. Kelly Clarkson has a show. Drew Barrymore, of all people, they have a talk show. You know, and Dr. Phil's still going strong.
Yeah.
And Ellen was just kind of running out of steam, but when all the allegations came out of her bullying, her meanness, her coldness, from last year, ratings have dropped a whopping 40%. She's hemorrhaged a million viewers a day, and you know what? Advertisers and her network, they probably wouldn't like that, and you know, she says she signed on for a three-year deal, which concludes next year, so she's on schedule. But I think they're like, yeah, we'll open the door for you as you walk out of our lives.
So, Richard, clearly the toxic workplace apology didn't work.
No way did it. Even when she gave the apology, it was not sincere. To me, I didn't feel she really meant it. And now the latest thing is she's saying she is the victim of a conspiracy theory that it was an orchestrated move to bring her down. She doesn't know who did it. She doesn't know why. But she says it was orchestrated and it was concocted to bring her down.
Jeez.
What? I don't believe that. You're right. And Trump won the election. That's a conspiracy theory.
She needs to get Alan's lollies on to sponsor her with their sour snakes.
Yeah. Yeah. I it's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable to me. And you know what? 19 years, that's a pretty good run. I got to say, you know, you'd want to go out on top like many do try to do. I think she's going to wither away, and that's going to be it.
We're with Richard Reed, Hollywood entertainment reporter, speaking about the Ellen DeGeneres finishing up. Will she do anything else? She's 63 years of age. Will she just pack up a kit and that's it now? Or what do you think, Richard?
She's going on a French holiday.
I think as she said, she's going to go to Netflix. She's probably going to do, you know, what Oprah's done, you know, from time to time, pop up, do a big interview. And also, don't forget, Ellen's first career was as a stand-up comic. I think she'll probably do that, you know, maybe come to Australia, play Rudy Hill, some of the better RSLs, and she'll be fine.
She'll be right. At 63, I just want to be playing golf and eating steak. I don't really care for much work by that time. Surely she's just going to kick her heels up and do nothing.
No, I wouldn't count on it. I think, you know, Portia has expensive tastes and, you know, I think Ellen needs to bring home some bacon to you know, support their lifestyle. So I think she's had some good money earning potential in her, and she wants to work. You know, I don't think she would have been on the air 19 years if she didn't need that validation and attention from the audience. She's not going to go away quiet.
I now, work with someone like that.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to knock him out, Richard Reed. Seriously.
mate, thank Watch you. Your back. Watch your back.
Oh, I'll tell you what.
Oh, the knives are sharpening. All right, Richard Reed, Hollywood reporter. Thanks very much for joining us on this Friday, mate.
You got it.